79. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 67 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson, a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience, breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron. From inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium. If it's happening in Crimson Tide sports, you'll hear it here first. With analysis, opinion, and straight talk that cuts through the noise. Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 a.m. WTBC. This is where champions get their day started. This is Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
And there you go. They said they had a new intro, and there it is, that sandstorm. I brought that sandstorm with me from South Carolina. I used to play that South Carolina with the towels waving. So anyway, good morning. Welcome into the Monday edition. That kind of threw me off there, Chase. Monday edition of Inside the Locker Room. Download that Tide 100.9 app. Now's the time to download it because there's so much going on. Coaches, shows, games. So download that app. You can also send us an app message throughout the show. We want to thank Yellowwood. That's pressure-treated pine from Great Southern. Always remember, guys, you want to build the five-star backyard, and Yellowwood is your only choice. Go to yellowwood.com to find the dealer that is closest to you. Chase, how was your weekend? Did you catch a little football this weekend?
I did. I'm happy it's back. Yeah, that was an interesting game with Kansas State and Iowa State.
Whoever, I don't know what the problem was, Dad, but whoever put the lines down for that field, they need to be fired. There were no lines on the field, I guess because of the grass or the rain or something, but I think they actually talked about it, but I don't know why. But good morning. How are you this morning?
Yeah, they did. They talked about it. They redid them, tried to in this field.
Terrible.
Couldn't get them the way they were. When you go overseas like that, I'm sure that most of you have watched football games. If you know the scores, so I'm not going to bore you with that. Kansas, Iowa State had a big win. Kansas State's dad and brother got in a fight after the game out in the parking lot. It's just, I don't like, really like to give news like that. Tommy Fleetwood, I will say that. We'll have Max Howell on the bottom of the hour and Doug Bell, so we won't talk much about that. But Tommy Fleetwood won $10 million in that game. I say that because Barry is interested in the money part of it. I will say this, Russell Henley, who's played at Georgia, won $4 million. You don't know much about Russell, but he tied for second. He's a terrific player, and Justin won a little over $1 million. So anyway, Robert Ory's birthday is today. If that's important, it is to me. But he's doing okay. And the Alabama game and the Auburn game are coming up for us. It should be exciting time for there. I don't know what else really. I wrote down a bunch of stuff that I'm looking at now. Alabama, Auburn is 2 o'clock on Fox. I think that's right. I couldn't tell whether it's Eastern time or not. Barry can correct me if I'm wrong. Alabama is Saturday on ABC at 2:30. In case you haven't, don't have time to look at that.
What time did you say the Auburn game was?
I had it 2 o'clock on Fox.
No, it's 7 o'clock on Friday night.
Okay, I'm sure.
Yeah, Friday. It's Friday night. Now their game's not.
Yeah, I had it Friday at 2 o'clock.
No, 7 o'clock.
Right, not Friday on tour. I had it wrong. I'm sorry. I thought I pulled it up. I thought it was wrong, but it didn't make any difference. So anyway, Auburn got a 5-star safety. That a lot of people laughed her from Flowood, Mississippi. A good catch for them. And also South Carolina got them 5-star players. So they're, the 26th. That's better. The Braves won 4-3 against the Mets. We welcome your calls. I write a few things down. Some I get right, some I get wrong. That's me. But I did win my blue plate. I was very, very fortunate, as Barry's going to tell you. The guys go, they get to the goal line. If he goes in, I lose. That's what gambling's all about, being fortunate. It's called gambling. And I thought it was a good blue plate, the way they played. It was. It was. They threw it a lot. They didn't guard anybody. And Barry didn't know much about the blue plate, and some of the other people did either. But I'd studied Western throwing the football a lot, and I thought that when you threw it early, that you had a big chance. And to be quite honest, we were very, very lucky that I won it. But,
so, yeah. So, Chase, the blue plate.
You got to have it lucky.
But I'm just saying it came right down to the where he was going to be arguing with me. Because here's what happened, Chase. When he
it was 10 on the other shows.
When he picked the line, I had no idea. I just pull up the ESPN.
Oh, no, he puts the bump on it. He puts the 10 and a half. Other shows I was on, they said, Coach, it's 10, not 10.
It went down to 10. It actually went down to 9.5. But when you walk up to the window and you shove your money and you get whatever the line is at that point, it could go either way, so it could work in your favor. Anyway, he had that half.
You didn't want me to lose.
No, I didn't. I wanted you to win. He had that half. It was 41-24, Chase, late in the fourth quarter, like within a minute. 41-24. They run it down to the 1 yard line. I'm sitting there thinking, oh my gosh, we're going to be arguing on Monday. They're going to punch this thing in, kick the extra point, and they're going to win by 10, and he's going to lose this game.
To our listeners, ladies and gentlemen, to our listeners, you can cut it any way you want to slice it. I won.
You did. But I was there thinking, we're going to be fighting on Monday because the line, he's right. The line did go down. It went all the way down to 9.5, then it bumped up. To 10. It was at 10 during kickoff, but he had 10.5.
Yeah, that's nobody, what he bet. Nobody listens to our show had the gonads to pick Western Kentucky.
So anyway, they get it down to the 1 on the next play. They end up losing like 20 yards, and so it wasn't even down to the wire there. So
I knew that was going to happen. The reason I picked.
Yeah. Anyway, he's won it. So you're going to take that win, right? You gonna take it?
Oh, you ain't kidding! I'm gonna take it because I took it, and all y'all scratched your head when I picked it.
Well,
and
usually, like it's week 0, you don't count it if you lose, and you don't count it if you win. But something tells me Chase is gonna be 1-0 headed into this week. And before we get any further on that, that blue plate special is brought to you by our great friend Brian Harden. When you need streak precision and reliability, trust the team that's been building Tuscaloosa and beyond for over 30 years. Brian Harden Construction is your partner in industrial fabrication, steelwork, and heavy equipment services. From custom welding and structural steel to 24/7 crane rentals, no job is too big or too tough. Family-owned, woman-led, safety-driven. That's Brian Harden Construction, 205-759-1337. Or bhardenconst.com. Brian, you're 1-0, baby, with your blue plate specials. There you go. Now, Doug, we'll talk about Doug in the second hour. Poor Doug. So, anyway, all right, let's get to the Yellowwood Hotline, and we'll bring Philip in. Good morning, Philip.
Morning. Good morning. What a great week in sports here in America.
Philip, that ball was on the 1 yard line. They're down 17, and he's got 10.5. They go 1 yard. That game goes to 10. He loses, and he ends up winning.
I didn't lose. I won.
You won it. I said if they punched that
if,
one in.
If we don't put the ifs in there. Yeah.
Anyway, so 1-0, Philip.
I thought, I got the Hawaii game right. Stanford gave that game away.
Yeah, Hawaii, what they scored at the last play of the game, right?
Kicked a field goal to win it.
Yeah.
But Stafford had that game sewed up, and they started throwing the ball with about 5 minutes to go in the game, and they threw a darn pass when they didn't need to, and they had the lead. And Hawaii picked it off, and that started the downfall for Stafford.
Can any of y'all find that UNLV game? I looked on there and said the Mountain West Network. I'm like, I ain't even trying to find that. Did y'all? Dan Mullen got a win. Did y'all see any of that?
Yeah. No, I didn't.
No, nobody did. Because nobody even knows where the Mountain West Network is.
Yeah, 38-31 UNLV won. But I tell you, I'm really interested. I think this is a great slate of games this week. I'm really interested in the Friday night games. To me, I'm all interested in the Colorado-Georgia Tech game. I think that's going to be a good game.
I mean, there's decent games on Thursday. So you ain't even got to wait that long. Boise yeah. State and South Florida, that's a good game. East Carolina, East Carolina and North Carolina State, I'm interested in that one. Mm-hmm. Jacksonville State goes to Central Florida. That's not bad. So
there's... No, it's not. I tell you what, I'd love to see South Florida beat Boise State. You know, Boise State's in a position where they're just about going to be in the playoffs every doggone year.
We get to see if Nebraska, they're playing at Cincinnati. So, or actually that game's in, they're playing Cincinnati. Actually, that game's in Kansas City, Missouri. I don't know why in the world they're playing that game in Kansas City, Missouri. But
well, and the U.S. Open tennis started yesterday, and it's just amazing the throngs of people. And I love it. I love watching that tournament. Just the throngs of people at that tournament last night was just, it was just incredible. But great week of sports. I hope Alabama can take care of business, obviously, on Saturday. And I like Alabama to handle that line. I think right now Alabama's a 13.5 favorite. I think Alabama can do that.
You think they're all right on cover that line?
I think they will. Yeah, I think they will. I like Alabama 34-14.
You think that's who Dad's going to blue plate?
I don't know either. You know, he's talked about Syracuse.
God, he's talked about every game on the slate for 3 weeks.
That's what makes it interesting to talk about all of them.
He's a little sensitive today, Philip.
I'll tell you a game that's tough. Is that Notre Dame at Miami?
Yeah. When is that game?
That's tough.
When is that game?
Sunday. Sunday. Yeah. Virginia Tech plays South Carolina Sunday in Atlanta, and Notre Dame plays Miami Sunday.
Is that Sunday night?
I'm not sure about the time.
I'm looking.
Sure about the time. Hey, I'm just – the Alabama-Florida State game, the thing that I'm bugged out about is I hope there's not a doggone lightning delay, and lightning's in the forecast for Saturday. I hate that.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
I just looked on Tallahassee weather on Fox.
Notre Dame, Miami, that's on ABC, 6:30. Virginia Tech, South Carolina's at 2. So you got, there you go. You got your two games to watch there.
I guess fans around my part, if they're bored and want to go watch a game, they can go to the Mercedes-Benz Stadium and probably get a ticket for about $6 to the Tennessee-Syracuse game.
Jason Barksdale just texted me with North River Lawn Care, who's running for mayor. The kicker on Hawaii taught himself how to kick from YouTube. Is that true?
He sure did. He sure did. They mentioned that about 40 times the other night, and didn't speak a lick of English. He went to a junior college, I think, in Kansas or somewhere, so that he could learn the language here. That guy's something now. That's what you call resolve.
All right. Now, nobody's talking about this, and y'all be screaming about it on Saturday afternoon. Evidently, Alabama's kickers have struggled in the stadium. If they're not kicking well, they're going to be a problem, Philip?
Yeah, it's going to be a problem. Sure is, especially with the wet turf.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're darn right it is. And but I heard that Dowd punted a little bit better, and I think Talty did better on Friday. That's what I read.
Yeah.
I was not there. Who knows? Who knows?
I'm worried about that field goal kicking. That's important.
That field goal kick can get you beat. Just ask Stanford.
That's right.
I got beat by a Japanese boy.
There you go. All right, Philip.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Y'all take care.
Thanks, Philip.
See you.
All right, we'll take the first break. Hey, Dad, you worried about your field goal kicker? He hadn't kicked.
Yeah, field goal kicker scares me. I'm not liking. I said something about kicking three games this Friday. I don't know if I'm going to do that or not. I got to do a little bit more studying.
Chase, he went from winning one game to wanting to pick a parlay. he hit one game and now he's ready to do a parlay.
I may be backing off.
Yeah, that parlay, Chase will be driving a new car if he hits that. Chase didn't even, did you follow the blue plate this weekend, Chase?
A little bit.
A little bit.
I saw Chase.
A little bit.
That's like being almost pregnant. All right, 2 minute truck. We're at 1330 Martin Road East. That's where you go pick up your boxes, your packing supplies, whatever you need to make this a smooth move. It's local, out of town, out of state, no problem. Let the professionals handle it. They'll take great care of you and your stuff. Give them a call today, 205-247-5050. That is 2 minute truck. Movers who care.
What's trending on the Tuscaloosa thread.
Good Monday morning. City of Tuscaloosa's lawsuit wanting a bigger portion of the simplifying seller's use tax is opposed by Tuscaloosa's County Commission. Probate Judge and County Commission Chair Rob Robertson points out while the system may not be perfect, the issue must be approached carefully because it impacts every county and municipality in the state. He believes the legislature will revisit the 8-cent online sales tax, but probably not this coming session. Don Hartley, Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Well, same song, different verse. Monday morning is moving quite smoothly, and now we're in your prime time, so things are starting to get a little more volume. If you're heading out on 43 or heading in on 43 on the southbound lanes to McFarland, that is a little on the slower side, as it typically is, back to Eleanor Street. And also moving...
And it's all powered by Mountain Dew. Get in, get prizes, and get ready to do it local. On Friday, August 29th at your 69 South Piggly Wiggly store in Tuscaloosa.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
In the noise, visit igniteinhome.com. That's igniteinhome.com. And let's fuel the trades.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Humidity values lower today. The sky mostly sunny, the high 84. Fair and very pleasant tonight, below 62. Tomorrow, partially sunny. We could see a few isolated afternoon showers, the high only at 79. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 68 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Your home for Alabama Crimson Tide football. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Pressure treated pine from Great Southern Wood. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, then you certainly don't want it. I love this time of year. Football really gets going Thursday. The only thing I don't like are the fan bases when they start complaining. When they complain about the play calling, they complain about just everything.
The one of the things, Barry, is the gambling's caused so much of that more now. You know, it's doubled it. Because, when it beat the line.
Yeah. But they complain in the first quarter. If somebody has a bad game, then they trash this person. And so hopefully, I don't know. Something will happen this weekend. Somebody's going to get blown out, and they're going to, be trying to fire the coach after one week. SEC games, the first SEC team to play is Missouri. They play Thursday night against Central Arkansas.
Yeah.
There's no line on that game with Central Arkansas. I don't think it's even Division I. Auburn-Baylor, that line is 2.5. That game's kind of hung there. That's on Friday, as we said. Fox at 7. Then when you wake up Saturday morning, you can watch Coach Saban on game day, and they're going to be at this game, Texas and Ohio State. So, well, that line is down to 1.5. So after this game, if Texas loses, people are going to say Arch Manning was overrated if he doesn't play well. You got Julian Saying playing for Ohio State. What's your thoughts on Texas-Ohio State?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a I think it's going. I Ohio State lost a lot of people, but I'm a home court. I'm a home court guy. I think Ohio State's got a good chance to win the game. I'm not going to play anything. I think he got a great chance to win the game. I don't know. Can you imagine the Manning family and the people that, you know? It's just a Booker Bear game.
Yeah, after this game, either people are going to be just praising him to, or either they're going to be saying he was overrated.
That's what the writers want to write about.
Well, it ain't writers. This is fans. They're going to be saying all this.
Writers want to be sure that they get their 2 cents in food.
Chase, at 11 o'clock, now you got a problem. You got a big problem. You got Texas, Ohio State on. You got Syracuse and Tennessee on. And you got your Mississippi State Bulldogs playing down at Southern Miss. What game are you going to be watching?
Ohio State, baby.
You're not going to watch the Bulldogs?
Not at all. I'm sorry. I want to keep my hopes high.
That's an interesting game to me. Some guy was telling me last night, I'm taking Southern Miss. Southern Miss is getting 12 at home against Mississippi State. Nobody knows, but that I don't know why Mississippi State would go there, to be honest with you. But
thing was scheduled a long time ago, son, 10 years ago probably.
That's back when Southern Miss was good.
Yeah, these schedules are much older than you think. I know in Coach Bryant's era, they scheduled them 10 years in advance. Sort of get it over with, because back then you were the football coach and the AD. Now the AD makes the schedules for the football coach. Back when I was at Alabama, the football coach was the AD, and he made his own schedule.
Yeah.
Quite different.
Yeah. All right, let's get to Yellowwood Highline, get Larry the Music Man in. What's up, Larry?
Barry, good morning, Coach. Good morning.
Morning.
Morning, Larry.
Morning. It was a Barry, are the rants going to be bigger than the raves after the first weekend?
It depends on who you're ranting and raving for. I don't know. It depends on who you're pulling for. Somebody's going to be – something crazy is going to happen this weekend. Auburn get blown out. Auburn blow out Baylor. And then Auburn fans will be jerking their pants up. There are going to be some things happen. Somebody's going to get upset that we think's good. Something crazy will happen this weekend. Everybody will be walking towards the cliff, Larry.
Well, I feel that. And football season's, you know, I'm in South Georgia, and it's a religion here, high school football. Coach up in North Georgia up there, one of those bigger teams, got fired after the first game.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, people are relentless, man. But, Coach, I got you a song for your medicine show.
Okay.
The great group, the band, that's their name, the band. They backed up Bob Dylan and then went on to have major fame in music. It's called W.S. Walcott Medicine Show. And I searched all weekend. I said, well, that's Wimp Sanderson W.S. It's got an old-fashioned tent revival feel to it, the music, accordion. I think it'd be perfect for your show if Chase wants to spin it and just see what y'all think. It's got a real old-fashioned remedy.
I'm confused. What do you mean this medicine show?
Well, I call it this medicine show.
You talking about the apple cider vinegar?
Yeah, it's remedy.
Oh, man, we got I Feel Good for that. I Feel Good. What is that, Chase, that sings that?
James Brown.
Yeah, James Brown. That's what we're playing.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, I was just suggesting that if you ever want to change.
There you go. There you go.
But I'm ready. I watched the Iowa State Kansas State game. I thought that was a scrappy little game.
Good game. Yeah, good game.
How many five stars was on both of those teams, you think?
Probably none.
That's what I'm thinking. But it looked like a good old high school Friday night game, didn't it? But anyway,
it's amazing. All weekend, Larry, I get people sending me vinegar stuff all weekend. I need to give him Dad's number. I forwarded them on to him yesterday. He didn't comment on. I sent him. Some guy sent me all these. He's never gonna run out of vinegar tips.
No, man. I drink pickle juice all weekend. I drink it three times a day with my vinegar.
Pickle juice.
Yeah, I mix the pickle juice with my.
Cramp.
It's good for your stomach, Barry. I'm 72, man. You know,
I know people drink pickle juice for cramps.
Well, it's cramps, joint pain. It does for me. I got my better half drinking it now. We mix it with apple cider vinegar.
I try to give it to you what you do individually, and sometimes I give you one way. But you have to work in the house, clean up things at the house rather than individual stuff. So.
Coach, maybe I misunderstood. You were looking for a song for the blue plate. Maybe that was it.
Yeah, the blue plate.
I don't know.
Well, let me work on that.
Yeah, we need one for the blue plate.
Yeah, James Brown, you can't beat that. I meant blue plate, not the medicine. Let me work on that. Hey, your blue plate could be a medicine show, but bad medicine are good, but... Anyway, that's all I got on a Monday. I'm ready for the thing to get rolling.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
See you.
Bye-bye.
All right, we get to break here. In our first segment with our main man, Max Howell. We'll find out at the end of Max's segment, Chase, what's for supper as well. So we'll talk a little football with Max when we get back. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM, WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Well, same song, different verse. Monday morning is moving quite smoothly. And now we're in your prime time, so things are starting to get a little more volume. If you're heading out on 43 or heading in on 43 on the southbound lanes to McFarland, that is a little on the slower side, as it typically is, back to Eleanor Street. And also,
Mary, ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
Two-time state champion and two-time NIT champion, Barry Sanderson breaks down the latest in sports on Inside the Locker Room on Tide 100.9.
Man, I am so happy to hear that song. That means we're close to football, and that means we got Max out. Before we do it, though, we want to thank Yellowwood Pressure Treated Pine from Great Southern. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want it. Former football coach at Florida State and Ole Miss, so he'll know the Seminoles. Radio personality throughout the Southeast joins us every year during football seasons on Monday at 7:30. Max Howell. Good morning, Max. How was your summer?
Good, hey, Max. Guys, how y'all this morning?
Good. Did you have a good summer? Did you have a good summer?
Oh, yeah. Been a long summer. Hot over here in the Mississippi now.
Yeah, it is.
It's been a tough one.
Yeah.
But, hey, it's cool weather right around the corner. Of course, you can't beat football season. Just get ready to start. Had a couple of games this weekend, but I'm really looking forward to this coming weekend.
Yeah.
I think it might be the best open in the season I ever remember.
Yeah.
With this many big games to start the season. I'm glad they did that. I'm glad the Southeastern Conference went to done conference games as well.
Yeah. Depp?
Matt, tell our listeners and tell me, is it in this game, and they are working hard, Florida State, to get ready. They've got a lot of transfers. Are they going to have a big time home field advantage, or is it just going to be mediocre?
It'll be somewhere between. It'll be exciting for them because I think Coach Norvell and that bunch have really pushed hard at Brady Gus to run the offense, and I think they made enough changes to overcome what happened to them last year, and I think that will start. Alabama can take them out of the ball game though, Coach, real easy if they get a couple of touchdowns up on them in the first quarter. That mentality will fall right back to where it was.
They'll go to the sorority house early, won't they? 14
Yeah, no doubt. I don't think there's any doubt about that. They had been good long enough with no avail to I think that emotion still runs pretty close to the edge. And, you know, if they get up on Alabama now, that might be a different story. Of course, they've enlarged the stadium 20,000 plus since I was there. But the bottom line is they got a good fan base, but there's a lot of questions carry over from last year. And I think that's what Alabama can jump on the quick.
A little bit difficult to get new guys really ready to play the first game, sure. I think.
No doubt.
Comment on that. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. Of course, you know, if Florida State's changed a lot, since Coach Ballard was gone. But the fact is I know when I was there, we were playing at the level Alabama's been playing. You know, we didn't recruit, we selected. But that after Jimbo got there, then after Norvell came in and all, the atmosphere has changed because the consistency's not been there like it was with him. And so I think the fan base follows that. You know, that emotional high, you can lose it overnight, just like it takes a long time to build it. But you can lose it. And this is a ball game. I know that, the mentality of the year before when they had a great team and won the conference and all, they got left out of the playoffs, and they kind of blamed Alabama for doing that. So I think that was a subconscious thing. And I think that's going to carry over in the ball game. But if Alabama jumps out, you know, real quick on them, and I think that's what Alabama's probably going to try to do. I think they'll take them out right out of the ballgame.
Max, I've been talking about this all summer. Maybe I'm just being a weenie, but Gus Malzahn scares me. He always has trick plays. He'll run something that you think's illegal, but he'll talk to the official before and tell them what they're going to do, and he used to do that to Coach Saban. And so that read option, Alabama's had a hard time defending quarterbacks that are mobile, to be quite honest with you. And Alabama hadn't played great on the road. Last year, they didn't play well at Tennessee. They played very poorly at Vanderbilt, very poorly at Oklahoma, lost both of those games. Now, they seem to be re-energized here. Coach DeBoer's more comfortable. You got Ryan Grubb here, but Malzahn scares me, Max. Walk me back off the cliff on this. Or should I be scared?
No, I don't think so. The reason is that I don't think Florida State's got enough offensive power to run all the stuff he wants to run.
Okay.
It's really kind of a modified, I don't want to call it a high school offense, but the things he does is not traditional, and I understand where you're coming from. But I don't think they got enough talent to in this early in the season to compete at that level. And if Alabama's gotten out, I'm going to tell you guys, in my opinion, is that those games they didn't play well last year, that goes all the way back to preparation during the week. I don't know what happened. I wasn't on the staff. I hadn't had a lot of contact with them just through observation. I talked to a lot of people about teams they played. But the fact is they didn't prepare. I think they took a lot of stuff for granted with a new staff in. And like I say, I think Grubb is going to make a heck of a lot of difference in the offense. I hope they'll gear that offensive game plan to what Simpson can do more than anything else. Maybe stay conservative to start with and let him get his feet wet. But I don't think their defense is going to be able to stop the offense for Alabama. And I think Alabama's defense is going to be – player for player will be a lot better than Florida State. You can't come off a 2-10 team and expect to open up against a team like Alabama with the talent level they got. I don't care how much you prepare all year. It's what's on the field when the whistle blows.
Yeah.
And I think Alabama jumps out, and I think Alabama controls if they come to play now. I mean, that's the question I had with them last year. They didn't come to play half the time. And that all goes back to preparation from Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
Nine-game schedule rather than the eight. Barry likes the eight better. Nine, Florida and Florida State, you know, they certainly got to play a game there against each other. And I've been trying to figure out with our listeners the three games that Auburn plays. I can't decide. I know it's going to be Georgia and Alabama. My question is the third game going to be Florida? If it is, it's a Booger Bear schedule. Somebody may have found out. Barry may have found out since last week.
No, they hadn't announced that yet.
Who do you think that third game will be?
The guys I talked to say it's going to be Kentucky.
Really? Okay. I wouldn't mind that.
No, I don't either. I wouldn't either, but it should be Florida. I'll be honest with you. That's exactly who it should be.
But, Max, I mean, you give them Alabama, Georgia, two of the two best teams in the league, and then throw Florida in there as well. They need a Vandy or something in there.
Don't give me that. Let's look at the financial base and look at the student body. But you know how many students Florida's got on campus?
A lot.
Close to 60,000.
Yeah.
So I'm just telling you,
poor Auburn. That Alabama, Auburn, and Florida, that's their three permanent.
Well, look, they've hyped Napier is the next coming of Spurrier. I mean, I've listened to him all. I do a radio show out of Ocala now during the week, and all I get is the Florida stuff. And I'd be honest with you, I wasn't impressed with the hire when they hired him. But the fact is, he did turn it around last year. The fact is, look at the other sports. Look what they do in basketball, in baseball. I mean, they got they've got all the ingredients to play that kind of schedule. And what you're doing, you're drawing a mental game of the way they performed up to now. See, you got to go back to not so much of what players on the field, but how they play them. We get into that in a minute when we talk about Auburn and Baylor. The fact is what happens when that whistle blows. It is all, all due to how they prepared and what they have between their ears and what happens on the sideline.
Let me ask you one little thing before Barry gets back in there. I don't like Lagway for Florida. I don't think he's that good. Am I wrong?
He's an injury prone player. I went back and checked. He was hurt in high school. He got hurt in high school two or three times.
Double coverage too much.
Listen, Florida will not. When he's healthy, well, he can do a lot of things, but he can't stay healthy. He was wearing a boot 2 weeks ago, turned his ankle walking across the campus. I'm just saying, he will never last the whole season. And without him, they're back probably a 7-8-win team at their best.
Their schedule is brutal, Max. Have you looked at their schedule? If they win 7 or 8 in that schedule, I'm gonna pat Napier on the back.
Coach of the year.
Yeah, that schedule. Well, the person that made that schedule wasn't planning on coaching it.
Well, they probably already had him fired last year. In fact, if he had not pulled those last three games out, he would have been. It's something about his. His delivery of what, I don't know what it is, but, he stayed at Louisiana school for what, 6 or 7 years, and he had a good record. But, I coached at Troy, and we had a good record too. But then I went to Florida State. The only reason we did well there because we had 10 times the talent we had when I was in Troy.
That talent helps, doesn't it, Max?
And I guarantee you, until you've been at those levels and watched it from the inside out, I can't explain it to you how it is. It's like daylight and dark.
Yeah.
And I think that's what happened to him. And he got, of course, he wants to call the plays too. And I disagree with that as a head coach doing that. And we got some more in the league that like to do it too. But anyway, I think you get caught up in the game too much sometimes, and particularly if you aren't having a good year. That subconscious thing, you wonder about every play you call if that's going to be the one that gets you to lose a ball game. It costs you a job. And those mind games that those coaches have to play sometimes on the sideline, I don't think there's enough room in there for you to call a play and be worried about your job as well. So, but that's not my call. That's where they are at the individual school. But I think is a good talent, but I don't think he's going to stay healthy. He's been hurt too many times now, and without him, they got a couple other guys that's played a little bit, but they're going to have to count on him to make things happen.
Was he at least chasing a sorority girl going across campus when he turned his ankle, or he just stepped in a hole?
He must have caught her.
Either he fell. Max, something about Hugh Freeze. He I don't know. He's been playing golf all summer. Now he's got three guys going to call the plays. He got a third down offense coordinator, a first down offense coordinator, and he can overrule them all. And they're a 2.5-point favorite at Baylor, and they got Oklahoma's quarterback, who honestly I didn't think was very good. They got a pretty nice freshman out of Mississippi. Where is Auburn? You know, are they going to win or lose this game against Baylor?
I got Baylor picked to win it. I'll be honest with you, in a close ball game. I looked at it close and all sides, and I know what I watched Coach Freeze for a while. And if it gets inside of 20, he's got a first down. He'll have to throw it three or four times. he won't run the football in critical situations. And I know they can always blame it on the offensive front, or if they don't have a good enough running back or whatever. But his philosophy is he's going to throw the football. And if he does that out there against Veranda, Veranda's a good football coach. He's a defensive mind. And I think it's going to depend on if they can score enough to beat Baylor is the way they'll come out of there and win. If they have any conflict on the sideline or play calling or whatever, they turn it over trying to go in to score or whatever. They have throw a pick or fumble a ball or special teams breaks down, I don't believe they can win.
So you're taking Baylor.
I don't believe they got enough confidence to win, to tell you the truth, Barry.
Interesting. That.
This Texas Ohio State game is very interesting to me. Ohio State lost a lot of people, but I'm a basketball coach and I believe in the home field advantage. And if Manning does anything wrong, they're gonna, as Barry's already mentioned, they're going to wipe him out. Fans and media, talk about the thing, Coach.
Texas from defensive end to defensive end has got the best front seven in the country. They got a new quarterback coming on. And I got Texas winning that one.
Mainly because
I think, regardless of what we say about Manning, He's got an internal maturity that a lot of kids don't have. I mean, that's not going to faze him, I don't believe, when he steps under the center. He can win. And I think the defense at Texas wins the ball game because Ohio State lost 15 guys off that team from last year. And I think the majority of them will big that. Got the wide receivers back, but you got to have a quarterback get it to them. And I think we're going to see a defensive side of Texas that we didn't see last year. I think they will step it up. I like Texas in that one, even though they played it in Columbus.
Interesting. Line's 1.5, so, I mean, it's basically a pick 'em. Talk to me about LSU. Where are they? I thought they needed to win their first game. I'm not going to go to Clemson my first game if I need to win one. But the schedule's done way in advance. We had Dabo in on the show a couple of weeks ago. The way he's doing it, I hope he kind of does win. I don't know if I want him to beat LSU. I don't really care. But where is LSU and how you see this game going, Max?
I got Clemson. I think the defense is the side of the ball to watch. And I know LSU's gone out and got what they were supposed to have gotten. And I heard Coach Kelly say it was his best roster he'd ever had. He's ever coached. But you go back and check his record. He's a 9-3 average all the way across the board. I never will forget. When I was doing radio in Atlanta, when Alabama went down and played LSU, I think it was Alabama jumped out on them 2 or 3 touchdowns. And they interviewed Coach Kelly at halftime, and he said, I don't know. They asked him what's going on. He said, I don't have a clue what's going on the field. Now, when a head football coach says that on national TV, that's kind of a downer. I think he'll win 8 or 9 ball games or maybe 10. But I think there's something missing in that picture also. I think Clemson defensively they'll outplay LSU plenty in Clemson. And then, you got the Death Valley concept, LSU claims they're the Death Valley. Cubs, I think 1939 is when they actually started it. LSU didn't start. They didn't pick up that tag till Billy Kennard read that one back in 58. So, but I think Dabo's got it down. Dabo approaches it, you guys know, from a different attitude. He waited a long time to get in the portal. I think he did finally take up a couple of players. But he still believed out of taking those kids out of high school to develop them. And playing in the ACC, you can do that. You can't do that in the SEC, yeah, at the Big Ten.
Good point.
Yeah. I mean, that's you don't have the time. No longer do you have 5 years as a coach to build a team. You better get it done in three. And that's why it's a lot of pressure, I think, on Coach Freeze right now. You let him win six or seven ball games. I've said might keep him, but I guarantee you six or less, they'll have a change at Auburn this year.
Hmm. Why is Dad said these schedules are done way in advance? I don't care when they're done. Why is Mississippi State going to Hattiesburg, Mississippi? That doesn't make sense to me, Max. What's going on there?
They need a win, first of all. I'm gonna tell you guys, the guy that came in there for Marshall, he brought that whole Marshall team at 1-10-11 last year. I don't count on Mississippi State going down there and just winning big now. I'm telling that right now. It's hard to recruit to Mississippi State. I'm just telling you guys. I mean, when I was at Ole Miss, even if Coach Sherrill was at Mississippi State, we could pretty well beat them. Way Jackie won it down when he was down there. He took 90% of his recruits for junior college players. And that was the way he won it. He did it, did a good job putting them together. If you remember, he won a lot of close ball games, but he won. But Libby coming in there from Oklahoma, I'm telling you, and if they fire Venables back out there, Libby's going back to Oklahoma. So that's going to be another change at Mississippi State right there. And I don't think it'll happen this year, but I don't look forward to get more than 4 or 5 wins, though. They don't have a talent. They can't recruit a decent player. They can't even get them out of the portal and have a very successful team playing in the SEC.
So you like the 9-game schedule?
I love it. Yeah. I really do. Yeah.
I just don't like the unbalanced home and away. I think if you go 9, just go 10. We got 5 at home, 5 on the road.
Max, I picked Mississippi State as Alabama's third team. Am I right or wrong?
I got them right here, Coach. Pull my wrist up. I got Tennessee.
Yeah, Tennessee, Auburn, and Mississippi State dropping LSU.
I got Auburn, LSU, and Tennessee.
Whew, that's okay. Tough, too.
Alabama, who you got Alabama with?
Alabama, I got Auburn, LSU, and Tennessee.
Oh, you got LSU instead of State. I thought they'd have Mississippi State, man.
No, it's been too big. That's too big a rivalry, I think, between LSU. I think LSU's got to be on there.
If I'm Alabama, I want Mississippi State on there, Max.
I guess you do.
Come on.
Come on, Barry. Look, that's what they're trying to do is upgrade the scheduling so they can pack.
Well, we still got to play those other 5 teams. There's going to be some good ones in there.
I come to think of it, the SEC made Alabama have LSU because they didn't want people to think they were giving Alabama a break by State.
That's right.
I picked State. When I picked State, I was wrong on that.
I think it should be State. They're 60 miles apart, Max. And that helps State. It helps State to play Alabama. Gives them a little juice over there.
They pay those coaches $10, $12, $15 million a year.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. What the coaches have done, they put themselves in a position like Kelly. If they fire Kelly at LSU, they want $65 million.
They ain't going to fire him.
That's what I'm talking about. And those coaches know that. And let me tell you who knows it better. Jimmy Sexton knows it better than anybody.
Yeah, but Max, I get you. You're right. All right. But I think that these ADs are going to have to stop doing these buyouts with this revenue sharing and the 1 million right out the top. These buyouts are about to start getting reduced on these new contracts.
I think they're going to have to keep it to a certain degree, but that's going to be the negotiating factor, Barry. is how much it is. It's going to have to be a buyout, isn't there?
Yeah.
Or the people that say no aren't going to get the good coaches. This whoever emerges now, you know how that runs.
Yeah.
You're just as good as your players on the field.
Yeah, you're right.
To tell you the truth.
You're right.
But you know, it's a lot of other things that go into it on the administrative side that can cause those numbers to go up and down. But again, you know, some Alabama's fortunate enough, aren't they fixing to do an addition to the stadium? Did I just read where they're going to 120 million?
No, I hadn't seen that. They're building a new basketball practice facility, but I hadn't seen anything on the stadium.
I just saw something recently where the Burns has got it in his office now, where they've actually announced it or not, I don't know. But I think they're going to add more skyboxes is what they're doing.
Well, it needs to build a basketball arena next, but
whatever. Oh, I agree with that. Yeah, I agree with that.
So. Well, Max, the most important thing is nobody really cares about all these games. They want to know what's for supper this weekend because it's a holiday. A lot of football on. What's Max whipping up this weekend?
Well, of course, deer season don't start over here. They get into some wild game. But I got a bunch of fishermen that we're listening. We're going to do fish this weekend. We'll do some on the grill, some deep fried as well. And of course, the wives will bring all the sides. But we just live about 50 miles south of Florence, up around the dam. On the Tennessee Tongue, baby, and I got two or three guys that got the big boats. They go to Florence and fish on the bottom, right at the base of the dam. And
catfish.
Yeah. They'll catch catfish up there, weigh 10, 15 pounds.
Oh,
and they'll bring them back and fillet them off and either deep fry them or I'll do some on the grill as well. And of course, we'll have all the traditional sides. And we'll let the women take care of that. But I always, on the opening game of the year, we're going to have that Mississippi Mud Pie. I can promise you that for dessert. That's going to be my three-layer chocolate cake. I've added another point. Mm. We did this a couple of times this summer. We did the Mississippi Mud Pie with the thick chocolate in between. Bring that out. Mm. And we got one guy that loves to make homemade ice cream. And he'll bring it. I'm not talking about with electric. He churns it with his hand. And bring that scoop out, about two scoops of vanilla ice cream on top of that. That'll make you sleep all night, I promise you.
You putting ice cream on there?
Oh, yes, I reckon.
You know, Dad just moved, Max, and we were moving him. We found a fruit cake in the closet that he had been hiding
all right
in there. Yeah.
He ain't got no fruit cake.
He bull crap. A fruit cake. He didn't want anybody to get it. He's hiding that fruit cake in the closet.
My mama and grandmama made those things from the time I tasted, remember, till I left home. I mean, that was and Claxton does them, by the way.
Nobody wants a fruit cake. Nobody wants a fruit cake.
I'll still eat a fruit cake.
Really?
Yeah, sir.
Is that Mississippi mud? Is that moist?
Oh, Mississippi mud will make you slap your mouth. That's outstanding.
All right, Max, Auburn losing and Alabama winning, so the people in Tuscaloosa are happy with Max Howell today. Then you topped it off with some Mississippi mud.
Let me just tell you, I was born at night, very, but not last night.
So Kalen DeBoer is pretty good in year two. It's year two. We'll see what happens.
Here we go.
All right, buddy. Can't wait to talk to you every Monday.
Great job, man.
Great job. Actually, we won't talk to you next Monday. Maybe we'll get you Tuesday. Dad hit his blue plate, too. He had Western Kentucky minus 10.5. I was worried they were on the 1 yard line and going to score. It was going to be 10. And he hit it, and now he's all excited, Max. So.
All right, y'all be off next Monday, right?
Yeah, maybe we can catch you on. We'll find another day.
That's right. We're off next Monday.
Yeah, Monday. That's Labor Day, right? Something. All right, thank you, Max.
All right, guys, thank you all.
All right, we'll figure out a day to get Max. Chase, we having shows on Monday? No.
No, I hope not. Max is hot today. Now starting off, he's good, boy.
Yeah, Chase, we ain't gonna shit on Monday. Whatever can happen on Monday, we can do it on Tuesday.
No, we ain't doing no shit.
There you go. All right, that's it for the 7 o'clock hour. Phone lines will be up at 205-342-9904. Doug Bell will join us at 8:15. We'll find out about Doug's picks, and we'll get Doug's three new picks, and also talk about Eastlake and what happened over there. Tommy Fleetwood's wife's like 30 years older than him or something. Is that what they said? I don't know. All right, Yellowwood, pressure-treated pine from Great Southern. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want it.
WTBC Tuscaloosa and W265CG Tuscaloosa, a Town Square Media station. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
Tommy Fleetwood won the PGA's Tour Championship, earning the first-place check of $10 million. Patrick Cantlay was tied for the lead to start the day, but finished three strokes back, tied for second with fellow American Russell Henley in Atlanta. The Minnesota Vikings signed veteran quarterback Carson Wentz and traded QB Sam Howell to Philadelphia. The Browns released quarterback Tyler Huntley. Raiders backup quarterback Aiden O'Connell will miss 6 to 8 weeks with a broken wrist. In the WNBA, Minnesota All-Star Nafisa Collier returned from a sprained ankle, scored 32 points in a win over Indiana 97-84. To baseball, the Dodgers and Padres are again tied for first in the NL West after LA won 8-2 at San Diego. Freddie Freeman with two homers. Shohei Ohtani hit his 45th of the year. Seattle 11-4 over the A's. Cal Raleigh of the Mariners with two more long balls. He has 49, the most ever for a catcher in one season. The Yankees beat Boston 7-2.
Go inside the Alabama Crimson Tide with the Gary Harris Show.
Coming up Monday morning at 9 a.m. on the Gary Harris Show, it's game week for the Alabama Crimson Tide. We're going to dive head first into Alabama and SEC football coverage for week one. Rodney Orr from TiderInsider.com will join me. Also, we'll recap the Tour Championship and look ahead to the Ryder Cup with Casey Smith on golf, your phone calls, and more. That's the Gary Harris Show, Monday morning at 9 a.m.
Catch the Gary Harris Show Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. on Tide 100.9 and Tide100.9.com.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Well, we continue to ride on the smooth move along the Tuscaloosa freeways and side streets. Now, we actually do have an accident, however, on Highway 69 northbound near May Hinton Boulevard. It blocks the left turn lane, but it's not causing a huge to-do, just to tap on the brakes as you maneuver around it.
It's quick, it's easy, and it's free. Go to MyLocalCustomers.com today.
That's MyLocalCustomers.com. MyLocalCustomers.com.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Humidity values lower today. The sky mostly sunny, the high 84. Fair and very pleasant tonight, below 62. Tomorrow, partially sunny. We could see a few isolated afternoon showers, the high only at 79. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 69 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson, a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience, breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron, from inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium. If it's happening in Crimson Tide sports, you'll hear it here first. With analysis, opinion, and straight talk that cuts through the noise. Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 a.m. WTBC. This is where champions get their day started. This is Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
All right, welcome back to the second hour of Inside the Locker Room. I want to thank Tuscaloosa Toyota. Go to TuscaloosaToyota.com. You look at the new inventory, the pre-owned, schedule service. You want to rent a Toyota, you can do it right there at the website. Look at that Camry, man. Wow, what a beautiful vehicle there. 3.99% APR on the first 36 months. You want one of those beautiful Tundras, 3.99 for 72 months there. So a lot of great options there at Tuscaloosa Toyota. Swing by 3325 Skyland Boulevard. Go to the website, TuscaloosaToyota.com. When you talk to them, tell them that Wimp and Barry sent you. All right, get to the Yellowwood hotline here. Get Tom in. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Barry, good morning. Good morning, Coach. How are y'all?
We're good. How are you, Tom?
We're okay. How are you?
I'm good. What about the blue plate? What was the result?
What?
Tom.
You don't know?
Where have you been this morning?
Boy, Tom. Well, good job, Tom.
I'm working
good question, Tom.
Tom, here's what happened. The line was 10 and a half. He had 10 and a half. They're up.
Tom, I won.
They're up 17.
Oh, good.
Sam Hughes, Tom, they have the ball on the 1 yard line with under a minute to go. They're going to punch it in, kick the extra point, and win by 10. Lose by 10. That hook is going to get him. And I was thinking about, he's going to be complaining because the line had dropped, but you get it what you get. The next down, they lost 20-something yards, and he covered. That's brought to you by Brian Martin Construction.
I'm really glad for Brian.
Yeah. So evidently you didn't bet it.
What coach say?
I don't know. He was lucky.
Well, I went on another show and the line was 10. I knew Barry was going to argue about 10 or 10 and a half. And that, you know, I won it easily because I was a genius.
You did not win it easily.
He don't want to give me any credit.
Right.
You did not win it easily. So,
and I'll tell you what, he won.
He did win. He took the dub. He take it and move on. He's going to count it.
I really didn't want you to fool with that week zero. It does something wrong with it.
Barry wanted me to lose.
Big talk about it. Yeah. Well, that's right. I mean, you're right. When I think about it, he kind of forced you into doing it.
I didn't force him into anything.
No, he didn't force him into that game because
you kept wrong. Are you going to do a blue play this week?
Well, hey, if we went out and secured a sponsor, by God, you got to do a blue play. We can't get a sponsor and not do the blue play.
You're right. Nobody thought I'd pick that game. Tom, I surprised him
with that. Well, Brian Harden Construction is 1-0, not him. Brian Harden Construction is
1-0. You know, I think a lot worse people being 1-0 than Brian Harden. I like that company. And
Brian told me, he told me I could go fishing anytime I wanted on his farm.
Yeah. Put a minnow on your hook.
Thank you, Brian.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's very generous of him to offer that, and I appreciate it. But
I'm glad you won.
What you got this morning, Tom?
That's it. I just called in. I've been in and out of working today, and I've been off for a while, and it made it easy to call in. But today's been tough to listen
Max,
to.
Max is really good today.
Max Howell's picking some upsets today. He picked Texas.
You know, he picked Auburn to lose. I disagree with that. I don't think Auburn will lose.
You don't?
Do you?
I think Auburn's going to win. Yeah, I'm with you.
I do too. Auburn's just better. Generally speaking, Auburn's better than Baylor.
I don't think Max is a big Hugh Freeze fan, so I think he's hoping.
I think that's true. I think that influences Max.
I don't know about that.
He's not a fan of Hugh Freeze. I mean, he don't get on there and, you know, dog him, but he can tell by a little bit of his conversation. But anyway, I'm looking forward to the weekend, and hope things go well, and looking forward to 2-0 blue play.
All right, well, we're gonna talk to Doug here.
Yeah, you're right. Let me go.
Thank you. All right, we'll get Doug.
I don't know. We got time. When Doug gets through, I might try to call Robert. It's his birthday, but I had out of public.
Where is Robert?
Out West Coast. He's been texting me about how smart I was
this morning.
Robert Orr. Today's his birthday.
He's been texting you this morning.
Yeah, this morning. He said he bragged on me. Yeah.
I mean, Robert ain't in L.A. because Robert ain't never answered that phone.
He texted me. I said, Robert, if I talk to the guy that I kicked out of practice 6 times, he said it wasn't 6 times, it was only twice.
There you go. All right, we'll get to Doug. We'll find out how Doug did over the weekend, get Doug's new picks, and talk to him about Tommy Fleetwood. Maybe Tommy Fleetwood can afford a haircut now. He won $10 million yesterday. It's the Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. It looks like we have got ourselves an accident in Northport. Now, this is as you move toward the immediate area on 69 southbound at Union Chapel Road. Heavy brake lights are going to take you all the way up to Hammerton Town Road for your backup there. Also, as you move...
Sir. Cancer research saves lives.
So please, help us fight in this battle against cancer.
Be a part of the team that ends cancer at standuptocancer.org.
Crimson Tide today, presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com. And Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com. And by DCH Regional Medical Center. Online at DCHSystem.com.
From the University of Alabama, this is Crimson Tide Today. It's a daily update on Bama sports and it's brought to you by Guthrie's. America's original chicken finger restaurant is a proud supporter of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Visit us in-store or online at GuthriesChicken.com. Hello again, everybody. I'm Roger Hoover. As we get ready for Alabama against Florida State on Saturday, we start your week with comments from the head coach of the Crimson Tide, Kalen DeBoer.
For him to keep the ball moving gives him more opportunities to go make the next play. A lot of our play calls have something where there's a shot down the field, and for him to get a new set of downs gives him more opportunities when the right coverage presents itself. That shot could exist, but for him, it's about moving the chains, and so that means using his feet. That's certainly what he needs to do, and that's what he's done. I think he's done a really good job at that balance. So go get a first down. We're never going to fault you for that. There's going to be an ooh and ah when, you know, you see a guy downfield that you wish you'd have thrown it to. That happens with every quarterback. But, you know, be aggressive. But obviously he's got to take care of himself too.
I'll have more in a moment.
This year we honor the most important anniversary ever. An event that reshaped civilization as we know it. A day that would lead to something so flawless that nothing could ever really compare. People have tried to match it, but have failed. This year, we celebrate the 60th anniversary of Guthrie's, the home of the original chicken finger.
Just talking about it gets me all choked up.
And hungry for a chicken finger. Guthrie's, an original obsession for 60 years.
Join us tomorrow for Crimson Drive, driven by NASCAR, streaming live at 2 p.m. Central on all CTSN social media platforms at UA_CTSN. Crimson Tide Today is brought to you by Guthrie's. Crimson Tide Today is a production of the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Humidity values lower today. The sky mostly sunny, the high 84. Fair and very pleasant tonight, the low 62. Tomorrow, partially sunny. We could see a few isolated afternoon showers, the high only at 79. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 70 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Mr. SEC Tournament Wimp Sanderson gives you his excellent analysis every weekday on Inside the Locker Room, right here on Tide 100.9.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker Room. It's Monday. And it's 8:15, or it's a little later than that, but we got our main man with PGA Tour Live, CBS Sports Headquarters, covers the PGA Tour. I'm sure he was probably in Atlanta, Douglas Bell. Good morning, Doug. How are you?
Hey, Doug.
Barry, Coach, yeah, I saw Tony Fleetwood cash in.
You know, I think one thing happens to you, Doug, in life is that when – and he's won a bunch of tournaments overseas. But when you haven't won one in the state, and that's all the media talks about, that the fans care a lot about you when you handle yourself the right way. And when he didn't win, he handled himself the right way. He didn't complain. He just had the, you know, a perfect attitude about, you know, not losing, but being not, wasn't bad. I thought that really made it great for him.
Coach, I absolutely, and I was with him at the Travelers Championship. Remember, he had a one-shot lead going to the last hole, misjudged the club, three-putted for bogey. Keegan birdie, he lost that one. And he answered all the questions. I talked to the media. I mean, and he wasn't negative in any way. He's like, hey, I made a mistake. And then, of course, in Memphis, I walked with him all week. And same deal, two-shot lead with three to play. Doesn't birdie a gettable par five that everybody's birdieing, then drops a shot at 17 and misses out of the playoff by one. And again, you know, that was a terrible disappointment. And what does he do? He just goes and signs his card and tells everybody, look, and I made a mistake. I should have done better. And you're right. He's really a positive deal, positive guy. And I think that helped him yesterday. And it really capped off a season, Coach and Barry. Think about that. You know, Rory wins the Grand Slam. Scottie Scheffler, five wins, two majors. And then finally, this guy, Tommy Fleetwood, who's really popular, not only gets his first win, but he wins $10 million in the FedEx Cup. So pretty awesome season on the PGA Tour 2025.
It was impressive. And the money these guys made. What are the, you know, I see here, like Scheffler finished tied for fourth. He made $2.6 million. JT made over $1 million. So that's big payday. What are they talking about, the changes coming to the PGA Tour? What are they going to change, Doug?
Well, next year, they've added a ninth signature event. And those are the events where, you know, if you're in the top 50, you're automatically in. And, you know, the big money events is guaranteed money. And they added the ninth one, which is at Trump Doral in Miami. You know, for 10 years, they took it away when President Trump got involved with politics, running for president. You know, all this political stuff happened. And so they just took it had been at Doral since the 60s. And so now President Trump, as popular as he is, and he's in the middle of these negotiations, you know, between the PGA Tour and LIV and all that stuff, he said, I want my tournament back. And so, lo and behold, they got it back. So now, and here's why that's significant, is because that takes another tournament away from just the regular guys. If you don't qualify for a signature event, you're not playing. So the rank and file, again, it's like, my goodness, they're pushing us out. And you know what, guys? They are pushing them out. I mean, we're going to a tour where it's going to feature more of these signature events, where the all-stars are going to play virtually every week. There'll be other tournaments, but you're going to have to play really well to stay in the upper echelon. And Barry, the money is crazy. In my lifetime, I never thought I'd see golfers make this much money. It's just, I mean, these guys have to, and Coach, they have to be nice, right? There's no reason to be negative when they're making so much money playing golf. Yeah. Tommy Fleetwood yesterday wins $10 million. Yeah. That is unbelievable.
Well, you know, his seconds in the games and the teams that he made plenty of money. You know, they're knocking him, but he made plenty of money as seconds. $10 million is better, but he is from England, correct?
Yeah, and he's one of those guys that maintains a home outside of London, and his family primarily lives over there. You know, his kids are growing up over there, but he also has a home in South Florida. So when they come over for the summer and he plays all these tournaments, the family comes over and hangs out with dad in South Florida. So, right, Coach. I mean, these guys they have generational wealth. And Tommy Fleetwood, before the $10 million, was a very, very wealthy athlete or golfer. And so, yeah, he wasn't hurting, which maybe helped, right? When you finish as second as many times as him and has won as much money, it's not like he was, you know, fighting for status. He kept plugging away. And I will say this, he's an upper echelon player. He'll be in the Ryder Cup team again for Europe. I mean, if you're talking about the top, I mean, he's top 20 in the world rankings. So, I mean, he's one of the best of the best. He just, until yesterday, hadn't busted through on the PGA Tour.
One more thing before Barry goes. Is the captain going to play in the Ryder Cup, or is he just going to watch?
Press conference is Wednesday. Keegan Bradley will announce and he's making calls today and tomorrow. I think he's going to pick himself, and I hope he does, because he's the fifth-ranked American in the world rankings. If he wasn't the captain, it'd be a no-brainer. He'd get picked.
Yeah.
The fact that he's the captain and everybody, you know how it is. Everybody's jumping. Yeah, you can't do both. But I think he can.
Yeah, I think
probably. So he's going to announce it on. So he's making guys are sitting by their phones. Those guys that are on the edge. Who's on the?
Yeah.
I mean, who's he going to come down to? The JT's going to be on the team. Keegan's going to be on the team. Who's he going to come down to where he's got to make somebody unhappy?
Well, you have to decide now. You have your six auto picks.
Yeah.
Justin Thomas is seventh, and so you're right. He'll get selected, I'm sure. But then do you choose Patrick Cantlay, who hasn't won in 3 years, but is, you know, and he didn't play great yesterday. Do you pick Colin Morikawa? 3 years, a terrible year putting.
Cantlay's a great putter. He's a great putter. Well, he missed a little touch yesterday, but he's a great. I don't like him. I don't like him as a player for some reason, but he's a darn good putter most of the time.
Well, so if you go by chalk guys, then you'd go Justin Thomas, Patrick Cantlay, Colin Morikawa, Ben Griffin, who's had a great year, won a couple of times, Keegan Bradley, and then you have to decide Cameron Young is a guy who won at the end of the year. He's from New York, long hitter, would love to play at Bethpage, says it's his first. Barry, that's kind of your team if you stick with chalk.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, if Keegan picks himself, then you're going to probably bump somebody off that.
Yeah.
Would it be Cantlay? Would it be Morikawa? Somebody's going to be – if Keegan picks himself, somebody's going to be really disappointed that assumed that they were going to be on the team.
Yeah.
So we'll, you know. Again, guys, you know, the argument between the PGA Tour and LIV, it's gone on now for 3 years, right? But when you think about the year that we've had on the PGA Tour, and now it culminates at the end of September with the Ryder Cup, it has been greatest years in memory, 2025 in the PGA Tour season. And I'm talking about post-Tiger. You know, Tiger obviously had those incredible years. But since Tiger kind of quit playing, this has probably been the best year that we've ever had in the PGA Tour, at least in my recollection, when you think about that.
All right. I don't know. Move to your left or your right, where you're phasing in and out on us a little bit. I think you're doing that because we got to talk a little college football, and I think you're trying to make your call drop, Doug. I know what you're doing. You're not funny.
No.
You're not. Usually you stand up and take the music. All right, Chase. So Dad hit his blue plate, Doug. He hit it. He took Western Kentucky. It was questionable there at the end, but
he got it done.
It was 10.5. They were about to score and cut that thing to 10 with about 30 seconds to go, but they didn't. So he's got a W. He's 1-0. You, on the other hand, Doug wanted you to Kansas State and Iowa State that went all the way to Dublin. And Doug said take Kansas State minus the 3. Chase ain't even win the game. Iowa State beat them, so that would be a loss. Yeah, dude, hit that again. I don't think he heard that. Hit that one more time. Yeah. All right. Then Fresno State. Who'd you say Fresno State's quarterback was, Doug?
Kurt Warner's kid.
Well, he ain't DJ very good.
Warner.
He's not.
He ain't very good. They took on Kansas. They made Kansas look like the Kansas City Chiefs.
Kansas is a football team.
Yes, they did.
31-7. So, Chase, what's 7 plus 12? That's 19. So, if the other team had that would be another loss. Go ahead. Yeah.
Week zero.
Week zero, guys. You're off to a blazing start. The 0-2.
Thank you. Well, as Coach always says, thank you very much. Yeah, thank you very much.
Some things never change, Doug. Some things never change. But here's what I told Chase about you. The one thing I love about Doug Bell, you can't get him down. He goes 0-2. He's going to get up. He's going to choke up on that bat, and he's going to cut again. So 3 games this week, Doug. 3. Where are we going?
Well, and, you know, because I did start 0-2, we're going to go 4 games. We're going to get back on the positive side here, guys. And I feel very. I know a coach doesn't like that when I go 4 games, but I'm very confident. Not overconfident, just very confident.
Is this a 4-game parlay we're going to do?
Yes.
How does 0-6 sound?
Oh, God.
Jacksonville State at Central Florida. I've been harping on this, guys, for about a month, right?
Yeah.
It's now up to 18.5, and I know what you're saying. You guys always warn me about the big spreads, especially early. But Jacksonville State, new coach Charles Kelly, of course, he was at Alabama. He was at Florida State. He was all over the place. But he completely changed the roster. Rich Rod went to West Virginia. Like 35 new kids are in Jacksonville State, and they're completely changing the offense from Rich Rod's spread running attack. It's going to be kind of one of those, let's pass it 40, 45 times a game. Central Florida, Scott Frost is back, and he wants to make a statement at home in his return game. Central Florida's a Big 12 team, and I think they will blow out Jacksonville State at home. On Thursday night, they will cover that 18.5.
Well, Doug, I'm going to even do you better than that. I'm looking at the line right now. It says 18. So I'm going to wipe that half away.
Even better.
And let you take UCF minus 18.
Yep. Whew,
those big numbers, Doug. All right, UCF.
I know. UCF, Central Florida, the Knights roll at home. All right, Friday night, got to go Auburn-Baylor, which I think is going to be a very underrated game, but a huge game. That's on Fox. Auburn now 2.5-point favorite. Listen, if Auburn wins this one, guys, they got Ball State, South Alabama to follow. They very easily could start 3-0. The whole narrative at Auburn changes if they beat Baylor and they get off to this fast start. And I think it will. Jackson Arnold, the kid from Oklahoma's, now the quarterback, didn't have good wide receivers at Oklahoma. He has really good wide receivers at Auburn. And this is the best defensive and offensive front that Hugh Freeze has had in his third season. He's recruited well, and they signed some nice transfers. Baylor's not bad. Sawyer Robinson is their quarterback. You know, I think this is going to be a high-scoring game, guys, entertaining. I think our friend Tim Brando is doing the game for Fox on Friday night. I think Auburn covers in one of those wild high-scoring games. I think it's going to be like 35-28, and Auburn covers in a wild one on Friday night.
All right.
It gets off to a great start.
So, Chase, take Auburn minus the 2.5 against Baylor.
Yep.
Fox, 7 o'clock, yep. Tim Brando on the call. All right, go ahead.
All right, guys, so basically I'm 2-2 after those two wins. Saturday, Syracuse, Tennessee, the game over at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium there in Atlanta, ATL. Joey Aguilar, the new QB for Tennessee, what do we know about him? We know he's going to run that same high-powered, fast-paced offense. Whoever is a quarterback at Tennessee always plays well in that offense. Steve Angeli is the new quarterback at Syracuse. Don't know much about him, just read a lot about him. Syracuse had 10 wins last year, good season, lost a lot of players. I just don't see an ACC team like Syracuse rolling down to Atlanta and even keeping this close against Tennessee. Tennessee, again, big spread, 14. Tennessee covers.
13.5, Doug, 13.5.
Even better. Yeah. You're helping me. I love it.
Yeah,
Tennessee covers.
They help you. All right.
3-0 here, boys, 3-0. And then lastly, for our audience, because I can't wait to watch Alabama and Florida State. Florida State is getting 13.5. And this reminds me of the game last year, Alabama at Wisconsin. Remember, you know, Wisconsin, Big Ten team. Huh, this could be an interesting game, right? Same deal, Florida State. Wow, Tallahassee, 85,000 people are there. They're going to have the chant, the tomahawk chop type thing going. But again, this is a Florida State team with a whole bunch of transfers. Thomas Castellanos, their quarterback. He lost his starting job last year at BC. Why? Because he couldn't pass the football. Great athlete, likes to run. Gus Malzahn is going to run that quirky offense where the quarterback, he likes athletic quarterbacks. But I think Alabama's defense, arguably right now, is top tier, maybe the best in the country. And I can't wait to see Ty Simpson run the offense. And Ryan Grubb, Coach Grubb, is going to have those scripted plays early like Coach Sark had. And so it'll be safe throws, positive gains for Alabama. I'm telling you, Alabama may be close at halftime, but in the end, Alabama runs up the score and wins comfortably in Tallahassee to get off to a fast start. That, I know it's big spreads, guys, a lot of double-digit spreads, but I like it here in week one. I think we have mismatches in those games that I just discussed.
Now, you do know that Wisconsin's quarterback got hurt in that Alabama game.
and they were rolling
on Alabama until he went down.
They weren't exactly rolling. They were moving the football. I remember that game.
So let's take that little fact out of that, Doug. So, all right, let me make sure I got it right.
All right, you got
UCF minus 18. I saved you on that one. Auburn minus 2.5. Tennessee minus 13.5. And Alabama to roll over in Tallahassee minus 13.5.
Yep. And guys, you know what that puts me?
0-6.
4-2 on the season. That puts me 4-2. Next Monday, you guys, you know, I know you give me a hard time, but next Monday when I go 4-0, what are you going to do? Send me a cake or something? I don't think you're any shot of you going
4-0.
We're going to bake you a cake. We're going to bake you a fruit cake.
Yeah, we're going to give you a fruit cake.
Well, and I'll appreciate it very much.
So should they parlay this?
Yes. Yes. I mean, listen, this is a situation where you know, if we're at the poker table, guys, we have a bunch of chips, push them all in the middle of the table.
Oh.
That's what you want to do.
That'd be a big payday if they hit all those on a parlay.
Yes, I'm telling you. No, it's a good one. And, you know, I've been studying this for a while, guys, because, you know, week zero is one of those things, right? By the way, did you see the Kansas State quarterback's dad and brother get into a fight after the game?
They got
in
a fight at the stadium.
But was that really his dad? Was that really his dad?
Yeah.
That was the quarterback's dad and brother. Yeah, and they were rolling in the water there outside the stadium.
But I thought the Kansas State quarterback was a white guy. And the dad was black, wasn't he?
No, he wasn't black.
Oh, he wasn't?
All I know is that video was hilarious. If I'd known there was disruption in the family, I might have gone the other way with Iowa State. I didn't know.
Well, that guy needed a haircut, first of all, Kansas State's quarterback. His barber died.
They had opportunities, though. I really think, you know, at times I was like, all right, things are looking good. They're in the red zone, and then all of a sudden they turn it over, they fumble, they do this or that. So that was one of those things. That was one of those games. Listen, that hurt me. That was a dagger game. Because I thought Kansas State actually had the better team. But those things happen, you know, when you're picking games. And so you just, listen, you put it behind you like Tommy Fleetwood, and you just keep surging forward. You know, you go to the next one. I'm going to get some wins here, guys, just like Fleetwood.
You and Tommy Fleetwood have a lot in common. You win one every once in a while. So
he has longer hair than I do.
Yeah, he does. He needs a haircut, too.
You know. He needs a haircut.
Bad.
He and the Kansas State quarterback need to go to the barber.
Yeah. All right. Doug, tell us about – we still talking about Casa de Campo? What are we doing here?
Oh, absolutely. In December, guys, they're going to cut the ribbon, the redo on Teeth of the Dog. That's the best of the four courses, Pete Dye. Jerry Pate is down there in the Dominican Republic, his company, and they're redoing it. And I've seen pictures. It is going to be just incredible. So I'll be back down in December, and I invite everybody else to check it out, CasaDeCampo.com. It's in the Dominican Republic. And when you go on the website, you'll see all these incredible pictures. And what you get, it is the best golf resort in the Caribbean. Check it out, CasaDeCampo.com.
I saw Jerry's son the other day.
Yeah, Jerry's doing great, by the way. And his company, you know, it's pretty amazing when he takes over a project like that. He's really involved. So it's nice to see. And he was very, very close with Pete Dye, by the way, the late, great golf course architect. So that's a nice thing that they've hired his company to redo the golf course.
Yeah, a little time off now, Doug. No golf. No golf to worry about. You just pick games.
No golf.
Pick games.
There you go. Exactly. You know how much I love that.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty good at it.
You're real good at it. Keep your phone with you during the football games. Thank you, Doug.
All right, guys. See you.
All right, let's talk about Bryant Bank. And then we get back, we'll get that vinegar tip for this Monday.
Bryant Bank, outstanding bank, your bank. When I say your bank, they're going to know you when you walk in the door. They're going to be interested in your kids at the school. They'll give you a personal and business account that will be safe, foolproof, guarantee that. You can bank online around the clock. And I think that you'll find the people at Bryant Bank are the very, very best. We have somebody on from Bryant Bank from time to time. hopefully you'll go by there and tell them that you heard Barry and I say, talk about inside the locker room, and you'll start trading Brian back.
All right, to take the break here, we get back. We got the Monday's Vinegar Tip brought to you by Michael McGuire and State Farm Insurance. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Things looking better in Northport as you're moving along quite a bit swifter on 69 southbound onto Union Chapel Road. Had an earlier accident there. They've cleared that, and so now your residual backups have unwound nicely from Charlie Shirley Road. And otherwise, traffic is moving smooth on McFarland. Looking good between Academy and 43. With your Tuscaloosa traffic now, Tammy Tom.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside.
Botulinum toxins, as these may increase the risk of serious side effects.
Why wait? Ask your doctor, visit BotoxChronicMigraine.com, or call 1-800-44-BOTOX to learn more.
For more from Tide 100.9,
let's it fly!
On Twitter, Facebook, and SoundCloud.
I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good. So good. I got you.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker Room. This weekend, I've been getting direct messages on X. Vinegar tip, so I forwarded some of those to you. I get emails about it too. So everybody's into this vinegar. It's brought to you by Michael McGuire, State Farm Insurance, 205-752-8500 for all of your insurance needs. You'll go to the website coverageforttown.com. Michael pulls right up there. You can start to quote right there at the website. All right, what is the tip for this Monday?
Well, I'm going to tell you now, people can't sleep. And I'm going to show you how to sleep. Bro, this is a good post. I know all kinds of people who just can't sleep. So here's what you do in order to get a good night's sleep. In case you don't, you can have it right in the middle of not sleeping. We'll tell you what to do. You stir 3 teaspoons of apple cider vinegar into a cup of honey. 3 teaspoons into a cup of honey. It says pop on the top, but put it beside your bed. And while you're ready for bed, take two teaspoons of the mixture. Take two of them right there. You got 3 in the jug, but you're only going to take 2. So that's going to be an easy treatment for you to start off, and you'll be asleep within 30 minutes. If you're still awake after half an hour, take 2 more teaspoonfuls.
Well, you only had 3.
Well, you're going to put another teaspoonful in there.
So you got to get up and go make another one?
No, you put another by your bed. And if you should awaken during the night, I don't think you will. Unlike drug-based sleeping pills, you can take still more if you have to. Now, sleeping pills, if you don't sleep, you can't take anymore. It's dangerous. But this boogerberry I'm giving you right now is that if you just can't sleep after you've taken these two, you still got another right there with a teaspoon of vinegar right there by you. Take it. If you're still having problems, then grab your bottle and take you 2 more sleeping pills. I'll tell you right now, folks.
Take you 2 more sleeping pills.
Vinegar. I'm telling you right now, people can't sleep this day and time. They just can't do it. And I am giving you a cure for not being. If you take that, I want you to call in Barry during the show and tell Barry how smart I am.
They'll be asleep if they take that. They won't be able to call in.
Now, I'm talking about the next morning.
Oh.
The next morning. So,
don't take melatonin, just some apples. How much vinegar you got to put in there? 3 teaspoons.
You put 3. Oh yeah, yeah.
Three teaspoons.
You gotta get your wide mouth cup.
What kind of honey? Just regular honey?
Yeah, Barry, you gotta put some honey in there.
Isn't there a lot of sugar in honey, Chase?
Yeah.
But doesn't sugar keep you awake?
No, I'm the doctor, not you. I'm the doctor in this stuff. So, by the way, Barry, on that thing tonight, you got to pick me up.
Okay. I'm going. You going?
Yeah. I thought we'd try to get Robert Orak. We won't have time to get him today. But in the morning now, we're doing something a little different. And we're going to have to watch your call-ins. We're going to have Jimmy Rain on tomorrow. He's going to be on after Kevin Skarbinski. He's going to be on at 5 minutes after 8, because he's got an 8:30 meeting, 8-something meeting. So Jimmy Rain's going to be on. I told him we'd be careful with the question, but we'll ask some that'll be pretty close. And so we got him on tomorrow along with Kevin Skarbinski. We got a hot show for now. Shows are picking up. Well, our show's been pretty good, really. Not having football, but we'll see what happens.
All right, and we got Doug's picks in. So, all right, we'll take this last break, and then we'll come back and wrap up the show. Michael McGuire Insurance brought you that vinegar tip. Michael's out of 302 Merchants Walk, Suite 200, over there across from Indian Hills. You can find Michael over there, right next to Talbot's. Go up there and let Michael help you with all your insurance needs. Or call him up, 205-752-8500. He's asleep. Then you know he took the vinegar tip. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM, WTBC is the home of Alabama sports.
With Ryan Fowler.
Coming up on the Monday edition of The Game, Kayla DeBoer previews Florida State. Kane Womack previews the defensive side of the football. Ryan Grubb talks. We'll talk about it. We'll do it with Drew DeArmond. We'll talk about it with Martin Houston. All starting at 2 p.m. here on The Game on Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. Your home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
The longest running sports program in Tuscaloosa. The Game with Ryan Fowler. Weekdays from 2 to 6 p.m. on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Things looking better in Northport as you're moving along quite a bit swifter on 69 southbound onto Union Chapel Road. Had an earlier accident there. They've cleared that, and so now your residual backups have unwound nicely from Charlie.
Powered by Mountain Dew. Get in, get prizes, and get ready to do it local on Friday, August 29th at your 69 South Piggly Wiggly store in Tuscaloosa.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
It's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Humidity values lower today. The sky mostly sunny, the high 84. Fair and very pleasant tonight, the low 62. Tomorrow, partially sunny. We could see a few isolated afternoon showers, the high only at 79. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 73 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry on your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker Room. That'll do it for today's show. We'll get out and make way for the Gary Harris Show. Chase, you all good? So it should be a fun week. Football really gets rolling on Thursday, so we look forward to talking about the games. And obviously SEC, one game on Thursday, and then it really gets going on Friday with Auburn and Baylor. And Max Howell picks Baylor to win that game. So we'll see if Max is correct or not. We got Doug's picks in. Chase has tweeted those out. Four games. He's 0-2. Trying Dad's studying for his Blue Play special. We release that. Brought to you by Brian Hard Construction. Normally release that out on Thursday, but whatever he wants to do. But I'm sure he'll be studying. All right, that's it. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports. Have a great day, everybody.